Let me take you over to worldviewreport.com. Worldviewreport.com. Wes Peters is going to join us in just 1 second here, folks. But let me share with you some of the financial news that's hitting worldviewreport.com just as of this afternoon. Central banks buy gold at fastest pace in 55 years. Now, why do you think they're doing that? Remember now, folks, the context of where we're also when we're also getting this news. Right after the FDIC advisory committee we've been sharing with you for the last week or so met, and we have the video saying a lot of you out there in America, they said a lot of folks in America have more trust and confidence in the banking system than those people in this room. They're talking to people in the banking industry. They went on to say there will be runs on the banks and they're going to be bail-ins. We've played it. That's their words. All right. Now we find out, in the last few weeks, the central banks of the world are buying up gold and silver at a rate of 55, highest rates in 55 years. Now, that's one article. Now let's go over to worldviewreport.com. Let's go back there. Here's another one. Wall Street's gauge flashes warning that stocks might be headed off a cliff. You think? How about another one? Hoser was right. Saudis confirm non-dollar oil trade plans in Davos. All right? That's right. Now, this is something we've been warning about over the last few weeks, well, actually the last few months, because we told you that once Nixon closed the gold window, they didn't have anything backing our dollar. It's not gold anymore. So he runs to Saudi Arabia, cuts a deal, trade oil on the world market with the American dollar, will make it the petrodollar, and people around the world will want to hold it and then hold our debt. And Saudi Arabia says, okay. And then, of course, we have to agree to protect Saudi Arabia. Well, I told you last year, early last year, about the Biden regime pulling the Patriot missiles out of Saudi Arabia. We showed you the satellite footage, where they were there, then when they were pulled. Russia runs in and fills the security gap for Saudi Arabia. Xi Jinping meeting with Saudi Arabia. And we began to warn you, look out, because the day of the dollar is numbered. We don't have a world reserve currency that's the U.S. dollar for the petrodollar. What's it really backed by? What's it really backed by? What's it really worth? It's a fiat paper currency. What's it really worth? And now Saudi Arabia indeed is saying, here we go, they confirm a non-dollar oil trade plan in Davos. Saudi Arabia seems to be quickly joining up with BRICS, the BRICS banking system, something I've been talking about since 2010. Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Now it looks like they're going to add Saudi Arabia. They're going to add Argentina and others. And I think it wouldn't be out of the realm of possibility that Israel joins, that Iran joins, particularly if they can get some kind of peace agreement between Israel and Saudi Arabia that Benjamin Netanyahu is big on wanting. All right, here's another article. Saudi Arabia just killed the petrodollar right in front of our eyes. Right in front of our eyes. China looks to weaken U.S. dollar with petro yuan as oil producers rally to Beijing, and Russia has become an Asian nation, analysts say. There you go. Iran and Russia want to issue a new stable coin backed by gold. Iran and Russia. Now, maybe now we know why China has been filling their vaults in the last few weeks with tons and tons and tons of gold. Why Russia's been doing that. They're looking to win the economic war against America. Most Americans, if you were to ask them, are we in an economic war? They would have no clue what we're talking about. But indeed, we are in an economic war. And they plan to win. This is why, again, they're saying, well, how could we cause nations to want to work with us and our new currency that they're working to build together? How about if they back it with a percentage of gold? People will actually have trust in it. There is indeed, I believe, a battle going on between, as I said, America and Europe to control the new world order, if you will, their words, not mine, and Russia and China and these other nations. But here we are. Here we are. Again, another article. Saudi Arabia says open to settling trade in other currencies. Well, there you go, folks. It's moving awfully, awfully fast. Now, I also, before we go to Wes and Annie, let me know when we got Annie, guys. I really need to push you guys toward the show that I did today on the North American Union. It's absolutely vital that you listen to that show today at WVWTV.com I did on the North American Union. I'm going to mention a few things about it, but it's vital you watch the whole thing to try to figure out where it is we're going. Here it is right here. If you go to worldviewreport.com, click right here. Coming North American courts, laws, tribunals, and military. If you guys have not read the book, None Dare Call It Treason, I highly recommend you order it. It was written by my friend John Stormer. John Stormer has since passed away, but he wrote this book many years ago. Ronald Reagan used to buy this book by the case, John told me, and give it away. It so influenced Ronald Reagan, he would buy it by the case and give it away. And in this book, John Stormer, and I've read this on the air so many times over the years. And so when I went today to grab the book to read on my radio show, TV show, I was struck again that the globalists in both parties, but particularly the Republican Party, have been pushing for a parliamentary system for a long time. They want to get rid of America's Congress and go to a parliamentary system. Let me read this to you real quick in hopes that you'll go watch the full 1 hour I did on this today. John Stormer writes, surprisingly, with the obvious advantage to the Democrats, two of President Bush, that'd be George H. Bush, two of his cabinet members have joined James McGregor Burns and other, and I could tell you about James McGregor Burns, but time won't allow, another longtime leftist to advocate constitutional restructuring. Treasury Secretary Nicholas Brady, Bush's college roommate, that's George H., and Attorney General Richard Thornburgh are among 51 prominent Americans on the board of the Committee on the Constitutional System. Nationally syndicated columnist Phyllis Schlafly said the group is known among its own members as, quote, the Parliamentary Government Group. This is Phyllis Schlafly writing. I've interviewed her on this many times. She's since passed away, of course. So has John Stormer. The Parliamentary Government Group, because they are unhappy with our American separation of powers and want to change it to a European-style parliamentary process. Well, they're going to get it. I mean, apparently they wanted to take America and transform our Congress to a parliament, and now the plan has changed over the last many years to, how about we just go with a North American parliament? How about we create a North American union with a North American parliament, its own court system, its own laws that are above the United States, that are over the Supreme Court? And I'm not kidding. And you go research this. This is where they're going, folks. Do you know what's interesting, too? The Bible says that when the Antichrist shows up on the scene, he's going to change time and laws. Time and laws. Folks, we are about to see in the coming days, and I don't know how long we'll be here to see it, but there is going to occur one of the largest shifts in law in America and the world. It's already underway. Where are so many of these battles being fought for our liberties and freedoms, folks? In our courts, right? And sometimes we get a good ruling, sometimes we get a bad ruling. But the constant attempt to change the laws. Reported on my Worldview Report tonight, Sheila Jackson Lee. She's wanting legislation to make it a hate crime to speak about illegal immigration, to bemoan the flooding of America with illegal immigrants. She wants to prosecute white people just like they're doing in Africa, South Africa. For years, I've warned about what's happening in South Africa that'll come to America. A race war. That's what they're trying to create. Because don't you know, they teach that the source of all suffering and oppression is Christianity and capitalism, which came from the white European American founding fathers. So they want to create a system that usurps the Constitution, the laws of America, our Supreme Court. And I think they're setting up a system that fits very nicely, if you will, with what the Bible describes, which is the 10 horns are 10 kings who've not yet received a kingdom, but who for 1 hour will give their authority and a power to the beast, the Antichrist. The 10 horns are 10 kings. These people that would be the president of the North American Union, the European Union, the South American Union, these would be very, very powerful people. Because you, the president of the North American Union, wouldn't just have one country. You'd have America, Canada, and Mexico. Look at all you'd have under your authority. With your own military and courts and tribunals. Is that what's being described? Interesting that the North American Union, well, that's what the UN has been pushing. I have a map where they're dividing the world into 10 regions, along with the European Union Commission, as I said, along with the Club of Rome. Before we go to Annie, listen to what else Phyllis warns about. This Committee on the Constitutional System, their members aggressively seek large-scale reform in our constitutional structure and hope that a depression, listen now, folks, that a depression in the near future will create favorable climate for these changes. They want to be ready to apply radical reform. Radical reform, that's their words. If the opportunity arises, listen now, through a major economic crisis, end quote. Phyllis Schlafly writing many, many years ago, saying, look, these guys, a lot of them are Republicans. And believe you and me, it was a lot of the Republicans like Ted Cruz pushing for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. George H. Bush, who signed us into Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, the UN. George W. Bush, that put us into this North American Security Partnership. And I played a video of President George W. Bush today on my show, which you'll find on my website, wvwtv.com, where George W. Bush is calling all of this conspiracy theories, trying to make your fellow Americans fear. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's now happening. So the point I'm making is the globalists, the elitists, many of the Republicans and the Democrats, but mostly Republicans who are in bed with big business, which is your communitarianism, communism light, big government, big business. Many of your Republicans would be fine with the idea of a North American Union. In fact, some of the biggest corporations in the world are on board for it. And here we find out that years ago they were trying for the idea of turning America into a parliamentary system. But I think they said, you know what, forget that. Let's just go with something more than America. Let's go with a North American Union. And that seems to fit with prophecy, Bible prophecy. But how many Americans understand what I'm saying tonight? Again, I'm just spending a few minutes on it. You can go to my website, show it again if you would, wvwtv.com, where we archive all this. And here is today's show, an hour. Coming North American courts, laws, tribunals, and military. It'll blow your mind. But it's all right there, right out in the open for those who have ears to hear, eyes to see it. And they, by the way, have written a ton of white papers I'll be covering in the coming days tomorrow on my radio show, a TV show here at 1 o'clock, 1 p.m. Central, and on the 60 stations of ECY America. I'll also be covering some of their own white papers where they talk about their own courts. How well you think that's going to fare for us? And remember, What did we just have from the White House? Here it is, January 10th, 2023, Declaration of a North American Union is what they're calling for. Oh, and by the way, what did Phyllis Schlafly say? She said these globalists, many of them Republicans back in the early 90s, were hoping for radical reform if the opportunity arises through a major economic crisis. Huh, you mean we might be headed for that? Yeah, well, that's what the FDIC says in November at one of their meetings. We're headed for runs on the bank. We're headed for bail-ins. Yeah, you watch and see what they come up with. And remember, on my radio TV show today, which you can watch the full hour at wvwtv.com, Larry King says to the then former president of Mexico, who, as the president of Mexico, was in these meetings working with George W., are we headed for a European Union-like event? Are we headed for something like the Euro? And he says, well, it's going to be trade agreements first, but down the road. He doesn't say, no, we're not going to do that. That's crazy talk. No, down the road. But here we are, folks. We're right on the margins. With me now is Wes Peters. Wes, welcome back to the broadcast, my friend. We've crammed in a lot of guests
tonight.
Thanks
for having me.
Are you there, buddy? What's wrong with your signal tonight?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, what's wrong with your signal tonight?
My internet is down at my house. I'm on my...
I tell you what, let's do this. Let's just call him on the phone, guys. Just call him on the phone real quick, okay? Call him on the phone. We'll do it that way real quick because I want to get his feedback on this FDIC. And can I send you his number? We promote his number to everybody every night of the week. How would you not have it? Let's see here. Let me give it to you. By the way, if you want, I'm gonna ask him. Okay, just send it. I'm gonna ask him about bail-ins. What is the amount of money that you could have in the bank and not have to worry about a bail-in? Well, there's a lot of people asking that question. Some of them are dumber than a box of rocks. Mm-hmm. Some of the people that ask that question are clearly as dumb as a box of rocks. Because what they do is they email me and they say, oh, we don't have to worry about bail-ins, House. Don't you know the FDIC will protect you up to a $250,000? Therefore, bail-ins won't happen with people that have $250,000 or under. Okay? There's a reason the Bible says a fool and his money are soon departed. Because people that send those kind of statements to me are clearly demonstrating they are a fool. So expect to be separated from your money. If you haven't learned anything, to those of you emailing me these kind of statements since COVID, maybe you should wake up, pull your head out from underneath your armpit, because you're clearly a fool. Because you would be the kind of fool that would say, oh, the government could never shut down a business. They won't let that happen. Or make you wear a face diaper. Or shut down your church. Or mandate you have a shot that's under experimental use that we don't even know what's in it. Oh, but they did. But you just keep believing that the government is not going to seize your bank account if you have $250,000 or less. Because that's what a few of you morons, and I don't know if these morons are watching tonight, but a few morons have emailed me this. You got nothing to worry about, House. The FDIC will save, will protect you at least $250,000. So if I got $100,000, I don't have to worry about a bail-in. Really? You want to take that bet to the bank? See, these people are so stupid. They don't realize that the FDIC can't cover multiple bank failures. Their money will be gone, and they have to go to Congress with hat in hand. And Congress has been telling us for years, like Yellen on video before congressional committees, there will be no more bailouts. Now, maybe they'll change their mind. But right now, they're saying, nope, no more bailouts, bail-ins. So to the fools emailing me, get ready to kiss your money goodbye because a fool and his money are soon departed, and I think you're about to lose yours. Joining me is Wes Peters. Wes, I don't know if you heard the question. I got some folks emailing and saying that what you and I are talking about is crazy talk because the FDIC is going to protect you up to at least $250,000. So anyone that's got $150,000 in the bank won't have to worry about a bail-in because they're protected by up to $250,000. How dumb is that to send that to me and say that what you and I are saying is crazy?
Well, Brandon, yeah, absolutely. I mean, I sure am not willing to gamble my money on that. No way whatsoever. Again, you look at what our government has imposed, even 5 years ago, 10 years ago, who would have thought our government could, you know, would be kicking people out of the military for not getting a vaccine. And in that Title II that we went over last week, from the FDIC meeting and the Title II information, I mean, it says in black and white right there that shareholders are going to take a haircut, that they will not be bailed out by taxpayer money. Where does that FDIC money come from? Is that taxpayer money?
Right. That's right.
You know, so again, we're living in crazy times.
Yeah. Well, and we are living in such crazy times. Let's go back to the Worldview Report to show how crazy it's getting. We're seeing the central banks load up with gold, the largest amount in 55 years. I read the headlines a while ago when you were, before you got here, we went through some of them. And they include, as you sent me a bunch of these today, as I asked you to help me find some of these, Saudis confirm non-dollar oil trade plans in Davos. So here we go. Get ready to kiss the petrodollar goodbye. Saudi Arabia just killed the petrodollar right in front of our eyes. These are all great articles at worldviewreport.com. Yep. China looks to weaponize U.S. dollar with petro-yuan as oil producers rally to Beijing, and Russia has become an Asian nation, analyst says. Iran and Russia want to issue new stable coin backed by gold. This might be one reason why our friend Rebecca Walzer comes on here and says, I wouldn't be shocked to see gold go to $3,000 an ounce this year, particularly when you have the FDIC in their meetings in November saying a bail-in's coming, bank runs are coming.
Right. And all of those articles, you know, these countries would love to walk away from the dollar, and they're doing everything they can, working together in unison to, you know, to leave the dollar with their own currencies. You look at the BRICS nations and Saudi Arabia. And also think about this. We have sanctions on Russia. We have sanctions on China. We have sanctions on North Korea. All these countries that have sanctions, these countries are not friends of the United States. And if they dump the petrodollar, which they are, and they no longer need those dollars, guess what? Those dollars are coming back to the U.S. to flood the market. And what we already have the inflation. You look at the inflation we have already. Imagine what inflation will be when these countries are no longer using these dollars and they're back on our shores.
Right. Exactly.
Inflation will go crazy.
And as we're on the air tonight, by the way, let me ask you about this. Well, as we're on the air tonight, I wanted to see where we're at with the spot price. Don't show my computer because I'm not promoting this website, but I'm going to look and see where we're at with the spot price right now while that site's coming up. I had on attorney and master's in economics, Dan Eastman, last night. He was talking about reminding me about the Obama years where Congress was holding hearings on confiscating your 401. Remember those days?
Right. Yeah. It's where they were going to kind of change the rules that, okay, if you want to take advantage of these tax savings and be able to you put 15, 20 grand into a 401k, that's pre-tax dollars. You know, you get to take that off your income for the year. If you want to take advantage of those things, you might have to give access to the government, let the government get their hands on that, and they pay you, maybe a fixed interest rate of 4-6% to borrow your money.
Yeah. To borrow your money. Yeah, exactly right. Dan was saying they could scoop up your money and say you have $400,000 in there you've worked for your whole life to retire, and they scoop it up and they start sending you a monthly dividend check till your $400,000 is gone. But if you needed to buy a car, you're like, wait a minute, I need like $50,000 to buy a car. Well, I'm sorry, you better hold on to your $400 long so you can get $50,000. I mean, they're stealing your money and keeping you from making financial decisions that you need to make, that because it's your money. He said, don't be shocked. They can do this. And watch the small print.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, and by the way, don't forget when Obama broke the contract with folks through General Motors. Remember that?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And you look at how powerful a company General Motors was at one time. You know, all the things that they manufacture, and you look at what they went through. I have clients that had pensions with them that were, worked there for 25, 30, 40 years that were financially devastated from that. So, again, I would not put anything past our federal government. I tell people our federal government is worse than the 1970s Chicago and New York mafia.
Absolutely. And it's worse than the mafia, and yet people are emailing saying, House, you don't need to worry about it. You're insured to $250,000, and yet you got a corrupt criminal organization running the government, and people think they can sleep good at night because they can trust the government, the same one injecting them with poison. I mean, maybe this is why we're being enslaved, is because a lot of Americans are that clueless. They're like sheep to the slaughter.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we could go on and on with the banks. You know, you look at all these banks. Wells Fargo just paid a huge fine. For opening bogus accounts in clients' names. You look at the manipulation in all of the markets, especially, the commodities market, gold and silver, Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, they've been shorting the precious metals market forever. There should be so many people going to jail for manipulating the markets, and our government and those agencies that are supposed to be overseeing that just kind of turn a blind eye. Just like the 2008 housing market crash, there were people screaming from the rooftops about Freddie and Fannie, and you can't just give a loan to anybody because they want a house. And you look at what happens. And after the fact, after the fact that happened, our politicians got all concerned, like they needed to make some changes. And that's where the Dodd-Frank bill came in, after the fact. They knew it was going on all along.
And what did that bill do?
Well, that's what changed from the bailouts to the bail-ins. That's why you're going to take the haircut. They're going to blame you for doing business with an irresponsible bank.
And there's nothing in writing right now that says this is only going to impact people that have over $100,000 in the bank. There's nothing in writing right now. They can make it up as they go. And it correct, number one, correct?
Right. right? And,
okay, number two. Number two, it may be you got $10,000 in there, but if your bank is insolvent, you could not get any of it, period. Let me ask you this. In 1929, did some people lose every dollar they had in the bank?
Right, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
Are you an uninsured creditor when you have your money in the bank?
You are. It says it in the Title II information, you know. You're basically an investor in that bank. And people ask me, are credit unions safer than banks? Yes, they are. Banks have shareholders that they have to keep happy. They're publicly traded companies. A bank, you know, they have all the exposure to the derivatives markets. They make riskier investments. They were the ones that were giving out the loans to anybody that wanted a house, whether they could afford it or not. Credit unions are a lot stricter. The members of that credit union are the shareholders. It's not publicly traded. So they don't have quite the liability, not near the liability that these big banks do. So I tell people, if you have a local credit union, you might want to research it and look at getting some of your money out of the bank and into that credit union as well.
Now, what if you want to take some of your IRA and put it into gold? Is it in paper or is it actually in gold?
It's physical gold and silver. It is actual physical gold and silver, whether it be bars or coins. When you initially do the IRA, we cannot send the gold and silver directly to the client, because if we did, we would get them in trouble with the IRS. There would be, you know, when the IRS found out, there'd be taxes, a 10% penalty to the IRS if they were under 59 and a half. But not only that, let's say it took them 5 years to find out you took possession of that gold and silver. They're going to find out how much money you owe them on that day, and they're going to charge you interest for that 5 years or however long it's been. Mm-hmm. We will not store the metal for the client. You never want the company you buy from to store your precious metals. There are people sitting in prison today that were supposedly storing their client's metal until too many people wanted to take delivery and there wasn't enough gold and silver to go around. There's companies that's all they specialize in is this, the storage of precious metals, very secure. The metals are fully insured for replacement value through.
And they all have like numbers engraved on them, and that paperwork matches up with what's in your vault, right?
Correct. Yeah, correct. If every person called that depository and said, "Send me my gold and silver on Monday," every ounce would be accounted for, and everybody would receive their gold and silver.
Wow. Now, let me just say, if you want the free packet of information, there's the number, 602. Just text him your name and number. He'll send it to you, the free packet. Understand numismatic, 1933 and older, gold in your IRA, all the questions you have. Wes, they've been sponsors of ours for 17 years. 602-558-8585, 602-558-8585. You know, I have several people that will email me over the years saying, well, you know, the Bible says that eventually the gold and silver, they'll be throwing it into the streets. Yeah, but that's not right now. You know what the Bible also says in the epistle? That eventually the whole earth will burn. So if you want to hold to that same idea, here's what I suggest you do tonight. Go burn down your house. Because it's going to eventually burn anyway, so burn it down. That's the same, again, stupidity that people think. Just because in the future hyperinflation will be so high that buying bread will be difficult, that's not right now. And that may not be for years to come. It doesn't mean you don't need some kind of hard asset to protect you from inflation. Yep, one day everything we have is going to burn. So just burn it all now. No, you wouldn't do that. That's dumb. That's not context. So again, be very careful of the people who think they're smart, but really by their comments prove they're not that bright at all. So again, no one's asking you to put your trust in horses or chariots or gold and silver. But the Bible does mention the various types of ways to store and what are real wealth. Houses, land, cattle, gold and silver. Well, how many of you can go out and buy a bunch of land? And do you really want cattle now? But some of you indeed are investing in apartment buildings or condos or houses, a hard asset that puts out a revenue to you. And even if it didn't put out revenue at some point because your renters can't afford to pay you, well, maybe you can negotiate the rent with them low enough to at least cover the upkeep and the property tax so that the money you have in the house, which is basically now your bank, is good until things wash over. There's ways to get creative. Or you can just keep it all in the bank and wait for the government to steal it. Or should I say the banksters? That's up to you. Oh, we don't offer financial advice. We offer financial opinion. You need to do your own homework and your own due diligence. But history is repeat with the people that understood the times, knew what to do, and made preparations versus the people that, well, think they're so smart, turned out they weren't so smart after all. and they lost it all. But be very careful and do your own homework. Do your own due diligence and do then what is in the best interest for you and your family. Because not everybody's in the same boat. So again, we're here just to provide you with information. Hope you will indeed take that into heart. Thanks for the broadcast audience tonight that's here. We appreciate you each and every night. Thanks for watching. Till next time, take care.